From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Hanover, Germany today, where he touted U.S. innovation and called for more international cooperation. He also said we're living in remarkable times, even though the headline news might not indicate that.
More people live in democracies. We're wealthier and healthier and better educated, with a global economy that has lifted up more than a billion people from extreme poverty and created new middle classes from the Americas to Africa to Asia.
President Obama also reiterated his support for a landmark free trade agreement, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and called the corporate competition it would bring about friendly and healthy. Opponents have been critical of the deal, saying it was made in secret and might come at the expense of consumers and workers. UN Security Council condemning North Korea's Saturday missile testing, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. Pyongyang's state-run news agency said the test was a successful one. South Korea called it a failure, noting that the missile traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea. Analysts are saying each test brings North Korea closer to developing a dangerous new weapons capability. United States is set to take a less important role in peace negotiations between the government of South Sudan and rebel leaders following failures on both sides to fulfill an agreement to form a transitional government. On Saturday, the government denied landing permission for a plane carrying opposition leader Riek Machar because the rebel leader wanted to bring with him more weapons and troops than agreed upon. Machar is scheduled to return to Juba today. This is VOA News. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following elections on Sunday, in which the 73-year-old predicted he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout was reported low. Opponents in the West African oil producer says he has consistently rigged the balloting, and they called for a boycott. President Obama says he plans to send another 250 U.S. troops into Syria to help opposition fighters who are battling the Islamic State. Mr. Obama is joining European heads of state today to discuss Syria. Stephen Zunis, a Middle East analyst at the University of San Francisco, says there has been a momentum shift against the Islamic State in both Syria and Iraq.
The problem, though, is that if there are indeed population centers where ISIS is driven out, what replaces them? Especially on the Iraqi side, there are concerns that given the misrule and the tensions between the Shia-dominated government and the Sunni-populated cities in that area, returning to the unpopular governance that made possible the opening for ISIS would mean that ISIS could very well make a comeback.
And in a BBC interview, Mr. Obama said the U.S.-led coalition will continue its airstrikes against Islamic State targets in places like Raqqa and Mosul. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration far-right Freedom Party, Norbert Hofer, winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote and leaving five rivals far behind in the Sunday voting. And in Serbia, preliminary vote tallies show the coalition of pro-European Union parties, led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vujicic, sweeping to a landslide victory in Sunday's general election. Singer Billy Paul, best known for his song Me and Mrs. Jones, died Sunday. He was 80 years old. Paul was one of the many singers who found success with the writing and producing team of Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff, whose Philadelphia International Records also released music by the OJs, Teddy Pendergrass, and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Years later, in 2003, however, Paul sued Gamble and Huff for unpaid royalties on Me and Mrs. Jones, and he won, California jury awarding him $500,000. Paul continued to perform throughout the years, and the Associated Press reports that he was lining up appearances shortly before his death. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.